This is Mike Zuzulo with your Wednesday, July 3rd grain market update. As we approach the 4th of July holiday trading break and early market close, we saw a bit more fireworks in the grain trade on Wednesday here as traders and analysts had to digest some fresh fundamentals. Chinese purchases of 360,000 tons of soft wheat from the United States brought with it double-digit gains early in the trading session for wheat, with trade contacts suggesting this purchase was for immediate use, not to build state reserves. While the wheat was supported by fresh demand fundamentals, corn suffered from negative factors. Weekly ethanol data showed a 2.5% drop in production versus the prior week. Stocks also dropped 5.5%, though, so at least the market is drawing down what stocks we have. Informa projected corn yield at 160 bushels per acre and a 13-14 corn crop at 14.26 billion bushels. Between this and the benign weather for most of the Corn Belt this weekend, the December corn continued to languish around the $5 mark heading into the holiday. This Informa number was probably the big case scenario for the grain markets to find some weakness in the corn after lunchtime. Beans had another strong bull spread session, with July futures continuing to move forward toward that $16 resistance level. Support for beans also coming from the spillover effect in the stronger crude oil. Cash meal continues to trade as much as 85 a ton over July futures, keeping the premium in the old crop meal and beans alive, with the spread still very strong. Although trade is stronger today, it appears to me somewhat subdued and held back, possibly by lighter volume and substantial uncertainty surrounding Egypt's future as a country. This is Mike Zuzulo. Wish you a happy and blessed 4th of July. Remember, there's substantial risk of loss in trading futures and options. The impact of cycles or current events on prices may be already reflected in futures.